Normally, we'd follow up a new muscle of awareness with a guided practice to strengthen and more deeply embody that muscle. But today, I thought we'd do something a little different. I think that what we need more than anything when it comes to allowing ourselves to be more vulnerable where it matters is permission. Today, I'm going to share some quotes from the vulnerability prophet of our times, Brené Brown. So sit back, take a nice cleansing breath, and soak in the messages that you need most. Vulnerability is our most accurate measure of courage. Truth and courage aren't always comfortable, but they're never weakness. Courage starts with showing up and letting ourselves be seen. Vulnerability is the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change, of love, belonging, joy, courage. It is the source of hope, empathy, accountability, and authenticity. If we want greater clarity in our purpose or deeper and more meaningful spiritual lives, vulnerability is the path. Vulnerability sounds like truth and feels like courage. We cultivate love when we allow our most vulnerable and powerful selves to be deeply seen and known. And when we honor the spiritual connection that grows from that offering with trust, respect, kindness, and affection. Because true belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world, our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. To love someone fiercely, to believe in something with your whole heart, to celebrate a fleeting moment in time, to fully engage in a life that doesn't come with guarantees. These are the risks that involve vulnerability and often pain. But I'm learning that recognizing and leaning into the discomfort of vulnerability teaches us how to live with joy, gratitude, and grace. Owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it. Embracing our vulnerabilities is risky, but not nearly as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy, the experiences that make us the most vulnerable. Only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light. Thank you for listening and spending this time with me. If this impacted you in some way, share this episode or send it to someone you thought about while listening. I would love to connect with you on social media. And if you'd like to connect more intimately, you can join me in the Higher Self Sanctuary, a virtual village where I lead meditations, workshops, community gatherings, in-person retreats, and more. To check out the sanctuary, you can go to www.higherself.earth. If you'd like to work with me one-on-one, you can book a session at karinadavey.com. You'll also find information there about courses, intuitive readings, and other offerings. If you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review so that we can reach more of the people who are looking for this space. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.